A clue, Audrey.
Don't know where I left you. I don't know.
How are you?
All right. Where is Mansha?
I should send Big Audrey up to Peter and Marta.
Hey, Audrey, Audrey's got a queer job in you, I can tell you. She just turned you into somebody who's completely useless.
I'm just ringing to say I support Big Audrey all the way.
Would you listen to Stephen every morning?
If I'm not out, yeah.
And what do you think when you're listening to him on the radio or watching him on TV and he's giving people a hard time, especially the politicians? What are you thinking?
Good on you. He's my son. I'll not say anything bad about him. Mm-hmm.
What's he like to have as a son?
He couldn't be better.
Now, you're not just going to talk him up and give me nice answers?
No way. Him and I would argue and get on. Mm-hmm. He's as deep as the ocean. Wouldn't tell you anything. But if you need anything, he's there for you.
Will he not confide in you?
He's a man. He's 38. How many men come and tell their mothers? You know, if I need him, he's there for me. And from his daddy died, he's been more than good.
Tell me about Stephen as a child. Now, and don't you be sugarcoating it. I want you to give me it, warts and all, as gritty as it can come.
Well, you see, Easter, I hated it.
Why?
Because he was an only child and he didn't get one Easter egg. He maybe got 20 to 25 and he didn't open one and eat it. He opened all the boxes and the boxes were all over the place and the eggs all broke up. That was Stephen. And I always tell him he was an exhibitionist because up in school he was in all the plays and all. And there's photographs all along the wall in the schools. And he told me he was doing the Hulk. And I went down to Elliot's and bought all the gear and went up to school. And Miss Gray says to me, Mrs. Nolan, what do you do that for? Sure, we supply everything.
Did he not tell you that?
No.
He let you go and buy it.
And I went down and bought everything for him.
And he played the part of the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
And was he any good?
He was good.
Now, you would say that anyway.
No, I wouldn't, because all you have to do is go up to Spring Hill School. And you'll see his photograph up in the corridors. So Stephen was always the type, like detention. Hughie Green and all, we used to keep him going. He was, honest. He's just that type. I don't know who he takes that at first. Dad wasn't like that.
What about yourself?
I get on well with a lot of people, but I wouldn't be like Stephen, you know.
So you're saying that he was always a bit of a showman then?
He was, He always had his head screwed on.
When did you first start to notice that, you know, maybe he would make a living from being a bit of a showman?
We always thought he'd go into teaching. And he always said teaching, you know. And he had applied for these things and never told his dad and me.
So he wanted to be a teacher initially?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? What changed?
Well, we don't know. I remember one time, I think he told you this, one time he came and his dad was alive. And he came in with this big cardboard box and he opened it and all these triangles fell out. And he says, what's this? And he says, you and my dad make egg and onion and corned beef sandwiches and I'll take it round the Orange Mail and sell them. And he did do it. But when he was at university, he went out and done jobs. He was always a worker. From any age, he was a worker.
Do you remember when he started on the radio? When he was still working at the filling station?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How excited was he then about what he was doing?
I'm telling you, he wouldn't have told you. He wouldn't have said anything. I remember he went away somewhere very far away and his dad and me sat up waiting for him coming home. He came in at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he says, right, Stephen, what was it like? A dirty hole. And that was it. And we were standing in the hall at 3 o'clock in the morning waiting for him. And he just come up and he opened the door. Dirty hole in the way he went, the bed, and that was it. But he's very good-natured.
Because he comes across on the radio as a hard man.
He's
tough
not.
Nut, no?
He's not. He's not sorry, he'll not let you walk on him. By any means, he doesn't suffer fools, gladly. But if he can help you, he'll do it. And he speaks out for a lot of people, and you know that.
Are you proud of him?
Definitely. Definitely, I'm proud of him. He started off brushing the floor in the garage, you know, to make a pound or two and then worked himself up. But ended up, they offered him a garage. He didn't do bad.
Tell me this, what's it like being Stephen Nolan's mum? Because he's very well known here.
Yes. I keep him going. I say, tell him, Stephen, I'm getting as well known as you, but for all the wrong reasons. I'm just proud of him. He's good to me. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Would you ever, if you're not happy with a service in the shop or something, would you ever say, do you know who my son is?
One time, forget where it was, and I said, I must get the Steve Nolan on to the show. And they just looked at me as if I had two heads. But I have been on the bus and things. Steve looks like me. You mightn't think it, but he does.
I think that's a horrible thing for you to say about yourself, Audrey. You're a very lovely looking lady now.
He does look like me. But and people say to me, are you Steve Nolan's mum? If I heard you saying anything about him that wasn't good, I wouldn't belong tackling you. I wouldn't praise him up, tell himself, like, all the time.
Why not?
Because I'm a very tidy person.
Well, Stephen isn't, though, is he?
Stephen is the opposite. You've no idea. He drops something and he doesn't realise when you drop it, you bend down and lift it up. He just lets it lie there. But then I must have him that way too.
Do you think you have him spoiled?
Yes, oh, definitely.
A little birdie told me that you actually go down to Fantasy Island and you tidy it for him.
I was down the weekend and done it.
But why do you do that
for him? Well, why not? I'll not always be here. And why shouldn't I do it? I'll do it while I can.
Would you say that Stephen is very different off air? You know, when he's not the showman to when he's with you, is he different?
Not really. He come in, he calls me Trouble. Well, Trouble, you know, what's happening today? Stephen calls me a drama queen.
No, we would call him something similar. He loves the drama. He loves the drama and the madness.
Does it?
I think so. So maybe he gets that from you, Audrey.
He could. He could. I wouldn't change him for 10 daughters.
And has he always been big?
No. No, definitely not. No. No, I think they're in the other room there. There's photographs. Definitely not.
And what happened?
Because he's eating at the wrong times and he doesn't refuse anybody. He goes out, say you asked him to go out and somebody else asked him. He's away and he's eating at the wrong and eats too much rubbish.
Mm-hmm. So when you say to him, Stephen, I wish you would look after yourself a bit more, what does he say?
When's the last time you looked in the mirror?
Tell me about his daddy. What was his daddy like?
His daddy, there's a photograph of him up there in that wall, was a very good looking man. They used to call him Omar Sharif.
Uh-huh.
He was. As I say, I would be more boisterous. Raymond was more quieter.
Uh-huh.
But he could have been a wee bit strict with Stephen at times, I used to say. Their mothers would think that, wouldn't they?
And did they get on well?
Oh, definitely. And Stephen was more... He bought his dad a car at Christmas and never said and come in. And he says, Dad, go up to such and such a house with my mummy there. And he had parked the car in the drive.
That's very nice of him.
It was. I can't say anything really bad about him like that, to be honest. The only thing I would say about my Stephen is untidy. And he's a man, he's 38, and I don't think he'll change now.
I think you could be right now. Have you ever seen the back of his car?
I was standing at the bus stop one day down there, and he drew up, and he says, Mum, you can't get in. Look at the car. And I wasn't able to get in, and I'm friendly with...
Because there was too much rubbish in it.
Uh-huh. I'm friendly with a solicitor at Newham. Says, Audrey, I done one better than you. I seen him on High Street, and I run over and opened the door, and everything fell out.
We like to call it the skip on wheels.
Terrible.
What about at the weekends when he's over in England? Do you miss him?
Definitely. Because I know that I can't put my hand on him.
You must have some embarrassing stories you can share with us about Stephen, especially when he was younger.
He used to do Tarzan to let me know he was coming home up the street. He used to do that when he got to the corner and done this Tarzan thing, and then I knew to have his juice and all out for him.
You're not serious?
I'm serious.
Now, he told me that story and I thought he was joking.
No, that's him. That was Stephen done that. Stephen was always outgoing. I was surprised at him being an only child. But he had always plenty of friends. And one thing he can't do is draw. And I remember one night the door rapping and it was this young lad. And he says, Mrs. Nolan, would Stephen do my English and my songs if I draw for him? For he can't draw.
What did you say to him?
Certainly.
What's the nicest thing he's ever done for you?
He's been there for me from his daddy died. And that's the sad thing that his daddy's not here.
Uh-huh. And he was good to you then?
He's been good to me. He couldn't be any better.
I'm glad he looks after you.
Oh, he does. He looks after me, definitely. But then I tell him, you've only one mother. You can have a whole lot of daddies, but you can only have one mother. But he is good to me, definitely. And anybody that gets him, they're lucky. But they have to get by me first.
Listen, Audrey, thank you very much.
Do you want a wee cup of coffee or anything?
I'll take a cup of tea if you're making one.